This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air for another week. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen to review the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people as research done by Talkers nets valuable information that we discuss every week, and then some of the other ancillary things that are part of the fascinating world of conversation radio. So, Michael, let's get started by going through, in a relatively formal way, all of the things that you have found this week to be on the minds of people who are listening, just like the folks listening to us right now.
Right, on the minds and the tongues of the talkosphere, if there's such a thing. At number 10, we have the National Football League, and they have all kinds of referee problems. Terrible officiating at the championship game in the National Conference Championship between the Rams and the Saints. Terrible, terrible thing happened there. And there's a lot of talk about Super Bowl 53, or LIII, or 111. It looks like a lie. Roman numerals are funny at this point in time. Remember when we were kids?
Yeah, they were learning them well. Did you have an easy time or a hard time learning Roman numerals?
I had a pretty easy time relative to a lot of the other kids, but it's kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story about that sometime. I'll tell it you right now, the 22nd version. You know how you have these health tests every year? They call them health exams. They're not physicals, but you have your annual physical. And one of the things they do is they sit down and they want to see whether or not your brain is still working.
Yes.
So they ask you to draw a clock and make it for a certain time, and they want to see if you're capable of doing that. So I did it with Roman numerals.
Did you? I thought you were going to tell us, well, it makes sense with the story, but maybe we could do it. Can you draw a digital clock?
Right. You know, it's just funny. And the nurse was freaked. She didn't know.
A lot of people don't even use the old traditional clocks from where, in my studio, I have three clocks.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, four if you count the clock on the computer. I have two regular dial-type clocks, and then I have a digital clock. And I always use the dial clocks because that's what my comfort zone is. There are a lot of children, kids, teenagers, where they don't know how to read the standard clock. They only know how to read a digital clock.
Right. You're not supposed to say it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. You're supposed to say it's 8:50. That you're supposed to speak in digital. You know, remember we'd say, it's 5 minutes before the hour 9.
Break that rule all the time. I just said 10 before the hour here on the
I know. that kind of puts you into a certain place and space.
Yes, it
does. I remember, in school, when I was in grade school, the clocks, you could see them click. They go click, 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 click. And when it would click, everybody would run for the door, and the clocks had Roman numerals on them, which is kind of funny. At number 9, the World Economic Forum. At number 8, unrest in Venezuela. At number 7, a deadly Florida bank shooting. Terrible, terrible story. The military transgender ban is at number 6, and at number 5, it's a broad umbrella topic all about the 2020 Democratic hopefuls for the presidency, as that election is off and running. Number 4, disturbing story, controversial, the Covington Catholic School students incident. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation, the Cohen testimony, and the Stone indictment all lumped under the umbrella of number 3. At number 2, we have the border wall battle, and that ties into number 1, the government shutdown, and the State of the Union address that is embroiled in that as well. And there you have the top 10. The 10 most talked about people. We actually have more than 10 on the list. We have some ties. Tom Brady at number 10. Martin Luther King Jr. at number 9. At number 8, Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido. At number 7, Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg. I'm not sure if that's the way his name is pronounced. He's mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
I just referred to him as Yeah, Mr.
Don't.
Yeah.
At number six, we have Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. She's becoming a pop star. At number five, Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips. At number four, Robert Mueller, Michael Cohen, Roger Stone. Three, the big three, Chuck Schumer. Number two, Nancy Pelosi. Number one, Donald Trump. And that's the way the scorecard has turned out this week.
What constitutes a pop star? Why do you make reference to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a pop star?
I think that there's interest in her beyond the function of being a legislator.
With whom? What group would be her constituents?
I mean, the media. The media covers her for her personality and her persona, as opposed to necessarily her policies.
Mm-hmm. Is that shallow, or is that deep, or is it either or neither?
It's however you want to interpret it. It's just a statement of, it's an observation of how the media makes people famous or not, based upon a variety of reasons. And in this case, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is a high-visibility media figure now for her unusualness, her personality. People talk about her clothes, they talk about her appearance, they talk about her nature. In other words, she is up there with figures from show business and other aspects of the popular culture, so that's why I said she's becoming a pop star, as opposed to necessarily a person in the legislature, a new congresswoman who stands for policy and is largely unknown because she's a freshman in the Congress.
Okay. So you and I know each other well. We've been friends for decades. And I think fits into a powerful discussion that would be great for any talk radio program or station. One of its hosts gets on to something and stays with it. Why does he or she do that? Why am I so troubled, not troubled, why am I so annoyed by the mention of her name and what she is doing or what she isn't doing? I have almost every day there's a reason to say something about her, and I find myself, normally I'm a half full glass kind of a guy. She just annoys the hell out of me, and I'm not sure I know why. Or if somebody said to me, well, what's one reason that you find her annoying? So you're welcome to analyze that if you would like, Michael.
You're talking about Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, why does it annoy me so much that she is, as you just suggested, has become
probably because you're probably a bigot and a biased person and hateful.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, but...
I know you are, but it's okay.
She annoys you because of reasons that are deeply personal to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you really want to go there.
I find people that are so self-serving like this, when they just get into... Whoopi Goldberg said it best. Sit down, be quiet, and learn your job. But the news media isn't, and she's playing into it with the dancing and all that other stuff.
Yeah, but I got to say something. Who the hell is Whoopi Goldberg to give advice to somebody to sit down and be quiet? I mean, do you remember when Whoopi Goldberg emerged on the scene as a young comedian and actress and pop
star? Pretty wild, as I recall, now that you asked the question.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg has no right telling Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez to sit down and shut up, because Whoopi Goldberg... is, in her own way, somebody who began that way. Everybody was talking about this weird woman, Whoopi Goldberg. The name sounded so strange. She was doing a one-woman show the first time I heard about her on Broadway, and go, where the hell
she was
on
welfare at the time. She was on welfare.
So you don't like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez because you don't think she's paid her dues. You don't think she's wise enough.
Yeah.
And you think that the policies that she espouses are undoable. her radical left wing policies annoy your conservative sensibilities and your maturity. And you're annoyed because she's a pop star. You're annoyed that anybody in Congress who you hadn't heard about 6 months ago or a year ago and now is all over the news for reasons that have nothing to do with policy per se, other than eyebrows being raised by how impractical they are or how half-baked they are, unthought out, immature, that annoys you. And that's the answer to the question.
Okay. Good answer. Thank you.
Am I correct? Does that make sense?
I think a lot of it is true, yeah. I think a lot of it is paying your dues. I think that has to do with it. And whether that's fair or smart or whatever, it is the way I feel. And much of the conversation on the Good Talk Radio programs does not have to do with fact as much as it does to do with feelings. Not that facts shouldn't be an important part of the conversation, because certainly we agree that they need to be, but I think feelings, emotions, that's what people listen to, and that's what they want to hear, and that's what they want to compare the person on the air's emotions to their own emotions. And
yeah,
that's what makes this
a very fine line. There's a very fine line between the practical and intelligence and the emotions. They're all connected. Yeah. Most people are emotional about all this.
Mm-hmm. That's affecting a lot of people at this point. All right, 18 after the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's something that will benefit you and all the members of your family. I don't have to predict that. I can tell you that's a fact. That's one of those facts. If you go to MyPillow.com and you buy new pillows for every bed in your house, and you buy new sheets and pillowcases. I just got some pillowcases. Man, are they great from MyPillow. But they have mattress toppers, mattresses themselves. You can get all kinds of things that relate not only to you, but to your family and your animals. You get a great pet bed. I got a pet bed for Daisy May. It's really great. Throw it when she gets dirty. The pillows or the mattress gets there. I throw it in the wash. Clean it right up. Truly the best company in America making the best pillows in America. And if you don't believe me, just go to MyPillow.com and look at page after page after page of things, testimonials that people are saying about their satisfaction with this product. So it's a product made in the USA, 100% machine washable, dryable. The pillows are on special now, half price for everything using the DJV code. Check it all out. Look at the this guy Lindell's become a pop star because of all the people that react to his American story about making pillows. So promo code DJV is the key. Use that. And go to MyPillow.com and buy lots of great things to make your night's rest very good for you and your family. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED? Some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, the 10 stories, the 10 people. Every week we go through a number of them. One of the things that Michael has on his mind this week, and maybe for the same reason that I'm concerned about or appalled, back to Alexandria, or whatever her name is, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, she has the same impact. You might glean something from this. I find Kamala Harris to be a grandstander, and I find what's her face from Massachusetts? I put her name out of my mind.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, she's another grandstander. And then somebody
said, opposed to Donald Trump,
you're a sexist. He's a grandstander, of course. He's a grandstander. Yeah, right. So, am I a sexist because I only named one man and three women? And then I say in the same breath that what's her face, Gillibrand from New York, the senator, I think is very sharp. But people don't hear you say that. They only hear you say those three names of women. Yeah, you're a sexist pig!
Well, people see things through the lens they want to. You might be a sexist, but not because you're complaining about the style and policies of some of these female candidates. I find it, if you scratch the surface of Gillibrand, you may find that you like the other ones better than her, because her style might be better, but she might be full of it. There's different layers at which you could be critical of a candidate. Kamala Harris, I think, is amazingly charismatic.
Really?
I think that I didn't know much about her other than my my email spam from all of these political factions. I was always annoyed by her because she just constantly sends stuff like Elizabeth Warren. I get 20 emails a day from both of them, so that annoys me. But Kamala Harris is very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
She is. All right. So in the Covington, speaking of interesting things, that incident number four this week on the story list at talkers.com, which is where you can see these, all the stories listed every week, talkers.com. We're going through the charts of the week of January 21st to the 25th, and the Covington situation, this is not didn't happen in Covington. It happened, these kids were from Covington.
Yeah.
But why is this of particular note to you?
Well, it indicates how the media is constantly looking for stories that are totally emotional and half-baked. There's a term again, you know, a little piece of video, and all of a sudden now, you know, it's a world event. It's a crisis. But I got to tell you, this is my personal feeling. That kid, whatever his name is, he's on our chart. You know, sometimes he's Nick Sandman, I believe, is his name.
It's
just my personal reaction to the way he's portrayed on the video. You know, your eyes see what you see. I get irritated by arrogant young people who think that they are so smart. And the look on
his face. That's where Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez comes in for me.
Okay.
So, yeah. So,
I personally recoil from arrogant youth, young people who haven't paid their dues, who think they know it all, and the smug look on that kid's face in that video as he's staring down the elderly demonstrating Native American veteran just made my skin crawl. And maybe he was presented out of context. I don't know the kid. He might be the greatest kid in the world, but it didn't rub me the right way.
Perhaps the same could be said for that kid, the high school kid that got so much notoriety after the shooting in the Florida school last year, remember? Same sort of thing. Followed him around. He had that kind of smug approach to things. It's worth the conversation. That's what makes this all so great. 28 after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. The House and Senate both approved a measure Friday to temporarily reopen the federal government with a short-term spending bill that does not include President Trump's requested $5.7 billion for a border wall.
If we make a fair deal, the American people will be proud of their government for proving that we can put country before party.
The measure, a three-week stopgap spending bill, would reopen shuttered parts of the government through February 15th. Roger Stone, a longtime political advisor to President Trump, says his arrest Friday and the charges filed against him do not accuse him of participating in any conspiracy with Russia.
The charges relate in no way to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration.
Stone was arrested after a federal grand jury accused him of lying to Congress to cover up his efforts to obtain and share with Trump campaign officials plans by WikiLeaks to publish emails Russian hackers stole from Democrats in 2016. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Time now for us to continue talking about talk. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, award-winning publication every week, comes out with all kinds of stories that are interesting, as talk is the most popular format, and this is the Bible of the talk radio industry. I wondered, let's finish the conversation about people and the folks who get attention, glean attention. I was talking about this fellow David Hogg, thanks to Kara for remembering what his name was.
Right.
He went all over the place, bus tours, and was brought to television stations here, there, and everywhere talking about it.
Yeah.
And
there's
what
a big
was
difference. Big difference between, for those just joining us, we were just talking about the smug attitude on the face of young people who suddenly find themselves in a situation where they're in the spotlight and represent something. And Hogg was definitely smug, and a lot of people were irritated by him. But the difference between Hogg and this other kid, Sandman, that Hogg at least was in a legitimate position of spokesmanship for a very important news story and cause. And this kid here was just some kid on a trip wearing a hat, staring down a man maybe 3-4 times his age performing a religious cultural ritual. And they're very different things in terms of that aspect of their notoriety or celebrity.
Yeah, it really is a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, I was actually going to call you the day before yesterday when I saw who was on the Michael Harrison interview this week.
Oh, were you surprised?
I was floored when I saw that. What in the world? Here's a moldy, oldy, goody, goldy from our Rusty Rackham.
I love his book. The guy dishes dirt like nothing else. I have no great love for that guy. We're talking about Dick Morris,
Dick
folks.
Dick Morris. Yeah.
The guy that had the ear to Bill Clinton and for a while was the most influential advisor in the country. And a real political... A pollster and a strategist and a real political animal who fell from grace because he had a sex scandal.
Yeah. And he liked women's toes.
I never brought it up in the interview.
Yeah. Did you?
Why didn't you? No. Why would I do that?
We were pretty good friends. We had many a meal together.
Yeah,
I thought he was a fascinating character.
Yeah.
And then the influence his wife had on him, after all of the stuff hit the fan, his wife's name is Ellen McGann. She stuck with him.
Eileen McGann,
she stuck with him. She did.
And his sister-in-law is his personal assistant for years, her sister. And I knew him very well. I mentored him for a while.
Yeah.
How'd
you run into him again?
I ran into him again because I pay attention to what's going on out there in terms of books and in terms of podcasts. And he's got this little video podcast called Lunch Alert where he does a 2 or 3 minute thing about his view of the world. And he
every day?
Every day. Yeah.
Is he getting any traction?
It's got some traction. It's a noisy world out there, okay?
It's
hard for anything to get traction. And he wrote a self-published book called 50 Shades of Politics, which has 100 short stories, and he dishes dirt. And he talks about Hillary, and he talks about Bill, and he talks about some things about them that are outrageous.
How much more dirt can there be on Bill and Hillary?
Well, you know... It's great behind-the-scenes gossip. So I'm reading the book, and I'm watching his things. I said, I got to get him on the podcast. I got to get some of these stories about the time Bill Clinton tried to beat him up and tackled him on the floor. And
really?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God. That's a great story.
It's amazing.
Story.
So, well, do you think I was wrong to have Dick Morris on the podcast?
No. I think it's fabulous. I think it's... I'm looking forward. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but
you'll love
because
it
because of his. I'm not sure I ever thought he took himself seriously or that seriously.
Hell, his character. He's look. He's a guy that is tremendously flawed, but also has tremendous assets.
He's got a lot of charisma. He's kind of a fun guy. I actually quite liked him. I lost touch.
A lot of these scoundrels have charisma. I'm sure that Michael Cohen and Roger Stone
and these
guys would be great to have dinner with.
Yep.
You can't judge a book by its cover in politics. Some of the most charismatic characters are the worst murderers.
You know,
and
it's a great example, Michael, of somebody who was on the top of the top of the top of the world.
Right.
And the next day, he was a bum.
He
was on Fox News. He was everywhere. And then, poof.
Well, he had a conversation with the President of the United States, and he was with a prostitute at the in a hotel, and he let her listen in.
Yeah.
He was showing off to a prostitute.
Yeah.
These are the guys that are running the country.
Yes.
Some guy who's having relationships under the desk in the Oval Office with a young intern, and the other guy's sucking toes in a motel with a prostitute talking about public policy.
Yeah.
You think that the Trump garbage that we're listening to is new? This country's been run by mental cases for years. What?
Yeah. Oh, this stuff, that's it. They always present it as if the opposition or whoever wants to use the information, like it never happened before. If you go back through the history of our country, there are very few presidents who have a William Henry Harrison had a relationship with a woman that was, I think, about his daughter's age, or young enough to be his daughter.
Wow.
And they were all, I mean, you go back to Polk and some of the people that, back to Jefferson and the, you know, the babies he had with the black slave.
Yeah.
What would that, how would that have gone? If that was today, what do you think the news media would do with that?
Yeah, they'd have a ball with it. Yeah, no doubt about would. It.
Yeah.
But,
no, look, first of all, people are human. Human beings have flaws. And the more intense and the more power-hungry people are, sometimes their flaws are equally large. Let's just put it that way. Big personalities have big everything, you know, big faults, big feet.
The conversation with Dick Morris you can hear at the mhinterview.com, or you can get to it at talkers.com, mhinterview.com. This is one for the books, as it were. I can guarantee, no matter what. Having not listened to it, it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to listen to it on the plane this afternoon.
You'll like it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. So we'll move on now. I'm going to have one of my great transitions from a conversation about Dick Morris to having more of your teeth whitened by power swabs. We all like my transitions. Power swabs. They are the way for you to create and leave a lasting impression. Your smile is your most important feature. There are all kinds of, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a red car, you notice everybody's got a red car. You never noticed red cars before. Now you notice red cars. Same with power swabs. There seem to be a number of these products all around that'll guarantee you this, that, or the other thing when it comes to whitening your teeth. Well, I'll tell you, because of my experience, this is something that really works, and the price is right, especially when you get to the fact of ordering and using the DJV code and finding out that you're only going to pay half what the normal retail is for power swabs. Works in a few minutes, whitens your teeth. If you're a smoker, a drinker, tea, coffee, whatever it is, this will take care of it. It lifts the stains from the enamel. That's the powerful thing about this product, the patented natural tooth detergent that sucks the stains. And if you keep using it every 4, 5, 6 days, every time you use it, it'll lighten your teeth by another shade. So you'll have a brighter, whiter smile. Power swabs. Get the name down. Get the work down. It removes the stains. And not only on your regular teeth, but also caps and veneers, that sort of stuff. 800-208-1797. It's the number to call to order. You can't go online and get them at this rate. You can, yeah, we want you to save the money. That's why I want you to call that number. 800-208-1797. It's the inside story on how to clean your teeth and keep them clean. Power swabs. 800-208-1797. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. People list now, officially, I don't always get these lists on as much as I might like to, so here's the official list of people that are on top from the point of view of Talkers Magazine. Tom Brady, number 10. Martin Luther King, Jr., because this past week was Martin Luther King celebration anyway. It wasn't his birthday, but government celebration, number 9. Number 8, the two people most in focus in Venezuela, past president and present president. Kamala Harris, number 7. Number 6, the grandstander list here. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is 6. Number 5, Nick Sandman, who's the kid involved in the Covington incident. Number 4 is Mueller, Cohen, and Stone, kind of all put together as a tie. Chuck Schumer is number 3. Nancy Pelosi, number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. There it is, your listing of the people from Talkers Magazine this week.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that settles you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show and the stories of the top 10 items this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the research there for the week of January 21st to the 25th, the NFL and Sports Talk Radio, Super Bowl discussions, that sort of thing. That was in the number 10 position this past week. The discussions at the World Economic Forum and the impact of our government shutdown, number 9. The unrest in Venezuela, new president there, number 8. The Florida bank shooting is number 7. The transgender ban in the military, number 6. Number 5, listing expanding for the Democratic hopeful position. Who's going to be running against Trump? Number 4, that Covington Catholic incident. Number 3, the Trump investigation. The border wall battle, number 2, and government shutdown, number 1. Those are the items that have made it to the top of the heap this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we have Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown. One of the things I know you like to talk about is sports or the NFL, because you're a big fan of the Patriots.
I
thought one of the classiest moves, I don't know, and I don't pay much attention to football. I don't give a damn other than, you know, to focus on how to make it a safer game. But I do kind of like the aura around Tom Brady, and maybe he underscored that by going to see the kid in the locker room that had been the quarterback for
Brady's from Central Casting. He's as good a guy as you can get in a position like that. And the only reason you hear such bad things about him is because he arouses tremendous jealousy in people who are fans.
Even in his
teams.
Own team. I saw one of the guys sort of taking a shot at him. I was just looking for that now. One of the players had something to say about Brady, and he's too old. He shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Brady's the greatest sports figure. Brady is the greatest sports figure of our lifetime.
That's
my opinion. He's up there with the high. He's on Mount Rushmore, and time will eventually show that to be the case.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing.
But what happened with the Saints and the Rams?
Yeah, the
relegation. In a nutshell. Had the referees done their job and not been absolutely blind to what the rest of the country saw and was supported by archaic rules, the New Orleans Saints would be meeting the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl.
So
and
would
not
they have
the LA Rams.
The
they were robbed.
Do you think the Patriots can beat any team, or is it?
I think that the Patriots can beat any team and can lose to any team. What's so good about the National Football League and football? The saying is, on any given Sunday, any team, the worst team, could beat the best team. So I'm not saying that, but I do believe that the Saints were the best team this year in football in terms of looking at it, you know, accurately and mm-hmm. you know, in terms of numbers and performances, and they won that game. They would have won that game had this obvious situation been called properly, and it wasn't. And because of loopholes in the rules, it can't be reversed. and everybody knows
what happened to the replays. And
the replay proved
I thought the refs went back and looked at that.
In some issues, but pass interference, which is the thing that happened, is considered a judgment call and not measurable. It should be measurable because it was clear that it was pass interference, at which point if the ref had called that, which it was what it was, the Saints would have won the game. We're talking about the whole season went down the drain because of a bad call. That's very difficult for a fan base and a city and a team to swallow. Think about it.
Yeah, I am. That's why I wondered whether it would change the course of football history.
It will. It's going to change the rules. The rules will be changed.
The ticket prices are going down because nobody wants to fly to Atlanta because it costs $1,000 to fly from Boston to Atlanta.
Right. You're watching on television. It's crazy to go to that thing.
Yeah, right. Why spend all that dough? And it's all get lost in that hoopla. Michael Harrison from Talkers at Talkers.com. Always great to have Michael here with our review of the hot hits in talk radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, here we are back again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This time, or this part of the program, features the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal beagle here on the program. He's a college professor of law at Bentley University, and he's also really good when it comes to scams, advising people on scams, legalities. Website scamicide.com brings us around to a couple of scam alerts that I've seen in the past week. Residents report receiving calls from the electric company saying that their account is not in good standing. Give us your credit card so that we can make sure your account is in good standing. Wow, you talk about a ballsy scam. That's a really ballsy scam. It's not every source. They're not going to call you in, right?
They're not. And, you know, it happens. The scam works. People get frightened. And most of these scams, they put people into fear that some kind of emergency is existing and they're in trouble with, the utility company or whatever. And, you know, all utility companies, you know, they are involved in this in the sense that their names are used, and they're not, none of them are going to call you like that and demand a credit card. And matter of fact, you even have rights that your electricity cannot be immediately turned off without some kind of a hearing. You know, the bottom line is you never know when you get a call who's really calling you. The Social Security Administration just put out another warning that people are getting calls there, and we need your Social Security number. So if you think you have an issue with your electric company, you hang up that phone call and you flip over your bill, get the 800 number or local number of them and call them. So you just don't trust that phone.
No, it's the same thing. The IRS is never going to call you either. Somebody calls you and says, where were the IRS and you better pay us? You know, people fall for that crap.
They do.
They're not very sophisticated.
Pay incredible amounts of money. They just get so fearful. And the good thing is, it is easy to know it's not the IRS calling you, texting you, emailing you. The IRS does not call you, email, or text you.
No. All right. So with regard to the government shutdown, there are a lot of consumer protection websites that are down. And I wonder how, like, the Federal Trade Commission is an example.
Yeah.
So people who are trying to check this stuff out can't get help from the government because of the shutdown. So when all of this is done, like the National Do Not Call Registry, things like that, those things have gone crazy with the government shutdown. So what's the recourse here? Anything?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's no real recourse, but it is very distressing. You know, one of the things, identity theft can be a huge problem, and the Federal Trade Commission has a really, really good identitytheft.gov interactive website where you can go and you can get step-by-step. It takes you through what you need to do and who to contact. We link with it on Scamicide, and sure enough, if you go there now, it's sorry. There's a wall apparently built in front of it. He said, trying sarcastically.
We're big on building walls here. Yes.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, particularly for, you know, consumers who have been defrauded, you got no help from the government right now. And some of these things, you do need to act right away. So this is just one of the many ways that ordinary citizens are being hurt by this shutdown.
All right, let's talk about a couple of legal aspects of items from the overview, the top 10 stories. The Stone indictment, is this more of the same kind of foolishness? You can't get them for what you want to get them for, so you get them for something else that has nothing to do with what you were trying to get them for in the first place?
No, I think that this is real deal. I mean, Stone, it's first of all, as far as Stone, he's got indicted on seven counts, obstruction of justice, false statements, witness tampering. And the witness tampering, according to, and here we're looking at some of the wiretaps and text messages and emails he got, it's pretty severe. And, you know, frankly, this Stone is not a good guy. He has, he's violated laws left and right. Now, here again, it is a connection to the Trump campaign, regarding some illegal activities that were, related to the WikiLeaks dump of Trump material, actually not Trump material, of Clinton material. Now, does this mean that indeed the president knew? No, we don't know that yet, but the committee is absolutely involved in this.
All right, there you go. Always great to have the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.